This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Polecast asked the question, why would you store your files in the cloud when you can access them from your computer directly?
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
All right, so we're here with Dave from Polecast and trying to understand a little bit about their system and how it allows you to access files from a number of machines that you might have. Access it through your mobile device.
Exactly. So what we do is we give you access to all of your content on all the different devices that you have. So for instance, you might have a PC with, you know, hundreds of gigs of story of files and documents. We'll be able to access those from, you know, iPhone or Android devices. You know, ideally it's behind in a local network.
Well, let's do that simple case first and get a handle on that, and then kind of look more broadly. So the simple case would be you're in your home.
Yep.
You have two or three laptops there. You also have two or three mobile devices. How does your system work?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll create a direct connection between those devices so that you can access them without having to, say, go up into the cloud to access a device or to access a file and then back down again. So the ability to get access to those files is greatly improved because we're sort of not going outside of that sphere.
Okay, and you don't have the hassle of trying to have a home router where you're uploading and downloading
exactly.
from that router.
There's no configuration that you have to do. It's really simple. You basically download Polecast on your machine, Mac or PC, and then you go to the Android or iPhone stores and you download the corresponding, you know.
Let's look at the app and the UI, how you would manage things
here. I'm just showing this on Android, on Kindle Fire, but it certainly works on the Apple devices as well. But so here, if we start here, you have access to, we'll index all of your documents. So we've got access to pictures, videos, music, documents, all of those things that you can easily see. So I might go in, say I want to see a photo, and maybe I want to share that image with somebody. I can click on that image, share it, send it to them, very easily and at much greater speeds, especially, again, if they're within that same network. So maybe it's an office network. Maybe I have to just send a file, like a PowerPoint, a large PowerPoint file, I can quickly send that to them and they're accessing that file from my machine so they don't have to download it again.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment and take a look at the more complex case where instead of being in the same building, they might be hundreds of miles away.
Okay.
You want web hosting that is tough enough to stand up to any load, even the load that comes from covering an event like the Consumer Electronics Show. In 2011, we had over 35 million downloads, and we need to have robust server capacity for the coverage of 2012. We're going to be using GoDaddy 4GH hosting. In fact, we're going to have 9 servers in a cluster, and 4GH hosting gives us automatic load balancing and traffic management between them. In addition, each day it'll be checked for malware, and we'll be able to have protection at the server level and at the cluster level as well. You can try 4GH hosting, very economical, $4.99 to $9.99 per month at GoDaddy. And when you do so, look at the details on how 4GH hosting might meet your needs and then use the code CES2. CES2 will give you a 25% discount for the entire year of 2012. And if GoDaddy puts things on sale, that is cumulative. Go take that first sale discount that you might find, then put the code CES2 for maximum savings. It's all 4th generation hosting, 4GH, at GoDaddy.com. Let me go ahead. So Dave, what about a situation where files are not local?
Sure. So it will, for the user actually, it'll appear as the exact same thing. No changes to the UI or anything. It's just the speeds might be a little bit slower because now we're having to go outside of the local area network where the connection speeds are much quicker. But that really is the only difference. So it just slows down a little bit. But other than that, the experience is exactly the same.
So what's the price point and how do people access this?
Sure, so to get access, so we just announced our premium pricing, so that means that if you have multiple PCs or Macs, then it's $4.99 a month. We're actually gonna start rolling.
Is that per device?
No, It's flat. So, and we'll roll that out starting around February timeframe. But if you have a single laptop and multiple mobile devices, that's still on our free plan. So if you want to get access to any of these things, download Polecast on your PC, and then you would also go to your Android or your iPhone store and download the application there. And that's it. It's really simple.
Yeah, if you've ever had the task of moving a lot of large video files around in a small business network, you can see immediately the value that Polecast has. Where do people go for more information?
You can go to polecast.com.
And that's P-O-L-K-A-S-T.
P-O-L-K-A-S-T.com.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye. This is Andy McCaskey for SDR News and the Tech Podcast Network at CES 2012.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.